Good afternoon, and thank you for joining us for the premier broadcast of Business Connect, a show that plugs you into what's happening in the business community, one story at a time. Business Connect is produced through a collaborative partnership with KHOI Community Radio and the Ames Chamber of Commerce, Leadership Ames, Class Number 30. We're your hosts, Dylan Klein with Integrity Construction,
Tammy Kuhlbeck from the Iowa State Center,
Brenda Brown from REG,
and Adam Bates from Mary Greeley Medical Center. There is one more member of our team, Aaron Griesel, with Lincoln Center Hy-Vee, who is unable to join us in the studio this afternoon. The theme of connections and their importance in the business world is a concept she believes in very deeply. In our first segment, Aaron shares her story of how connections took her from being a recent college graduate to leadership roles both in her community and her employment.
I am from the country outside of Iowa City. Iowa State University College of Ag brought me to Ames in 2002. I graduated in 2006. The first thing I did after I graduated, I moved to the downtown area and just found jobs in the restaurant field, which is my field of study. And so I landed at Cafe Diem, which is a coffee shop in downtown. I was a barista and a kitchen manager there. And so when I started working downtown, I thought to myself, well, I need to be involved in the community where I worked and where I lived. And so I looked into organizations and I landed in the JCs, a service organization for young adults, 21 to 40. JCs involves a lot of people. We do a lot of sessions on networking, and networking to me is what it's all about. After working at Cafe Diem about 2 years, I had kind of outgrown their business, and so the owner of Cafe Diem was on a board with the current director of Lincoln Center Hy-Vee, and so she text messaged him, and I was able to set up a time to go in and speak to him about what I wanted to do at Hy-Vee to become more versed in my field of study. And so pretty much within a month, I had a job at Hy-Vee. I am the assistant deli manager, and I've been there for about 6 years now. A lot of people know who I am. I mean, they know who that girl is back there. I wanted to meet more people and grow more connections that could be brought into Hy-Vee. So that's led me to apply to Leadership Ames class. Everybody is there for some reason, and they can help you in one way or another. And even though we all came from different businesses and corporate and retail environments, I think we just all understand each other. I loved working downtown. There's such a sense of community. Everybody knows everybody's name. We have frequent guests at Cafe Diem, and some of those customers even come to Hy-Vee, and they recognize me from years ago. I'm on the Main Street Cultural District Board, so that's tying me back to my days at Cafe Diem and being involved on Main Street. I also hope to volunteer more and just kind of spread my services amongst the community and just networking with people along the way. So I'm a firm believer in connections. It's not what you know, it's who you know. And Hy-Vee just connects everybody. JC's connects everybody. This class is bringing in many connections for me that I can use in the future. It's all about connections, and that's why we formed the show called Business Connect.
As Erin indicated in her interview, building connections is at the heart of the Leadership Ames program. We had a chance to sit down with Jan Williams, Director, External Business Relations from the Ames Chamber of Commerce, the staff liaison for Leadership Ames.
Leadership Ames is a program that's been developed over the course of 3 decades through the Chamber of Commerce and Ames Economic Development Commission. And the idea behind it is that we are investing in who is in our community, who's working in our community, people who want to be very civic-minded, and they want to give back to the community. So it's a program really to develop informed, involved, concerned local leaders and leadership skills. And it's also about networking and marketing and hoping that that sort of camaraderie within the classes themselves evolve into not only long-lasting relationships, but it's beneficial for the business as well.
As a member of this year's class, I know how many resources the Chamber puts towards this program. Can you tell me a little bit more about why it's so important to the Chamber?
there's a lot of new businesses, small businesses, manufacturing companies, a lot of businesses who maybe weren't here 10, 20 years ago, but now they want to be more invested in chamber programming and resources. There's a lot of business development that happens. So with that being said, I think it's important and influential for the enhancement of our community to continue to evolve this program like it is today. And I would also like to mention that we appreciate the sponsorship that Mary Greeley Medical Center provides us every year. They are our premier sponsor of Leadership Aims, and they believe in civic involvement and development and really the founding mission of creating new leaders.
So what I hear, Jan, is the program really focuses on developing leadership skills and introducing a new group of people to the business community, where we're not only welcoming new businesses, but seeing businesses that have been around and are of utmost importance to the Ames community. The people who are applying for Leadership Ames are Ames Chamber members?
Yeah, that is correct. So in order to be a participant in the class, the business that they are representing needs to be one of our Chamber of Commerce members. We actually open up the process about June for about a period of 6 weeks. It's a very simple application process. A variety of business employees might apply, and then we select who the class is. The committee actually tries to get a diverse group of participants to represent the next class. We try and keep the class about a size of 18 to 24 participants. We do that intentionally so that the participants really have an opportunity to bond and connect with their classmates. And we kick off the class with a local leadership consultant. And she actually comes back on two other occasions throughout the nine-month period of time. But that sort of groundbreaking day really establishes leadership styles and characteristics of each other. That is a great way to bring the class together. And really, for some people, it's the first time getting to know these other people.
It sounds like that's a great opportunity to learn more about Ames and networking.
Yeah, you're correct. We are a community that wants to really latch onto the quality of life that we have that's really refreshing. And I think this networking opportunity that Leadership Ames presents is in addition to the awesome quality of life that we have here.
Part of the Leadership Aims program is team projects. And so each leadership class is divided into different teams. And now we're going to learn about how our project ended up on the radio. You've talked about quality of life and being impactful and meaningful. And I think that segues right into learning more about the community projects that the Leadership Aims program does.
One of the components of graduation from the class is that we break the class down into smaller sub-classes, and they create their own community service project. One of the requirements of the class is to actually identify and create a community project that's going to hopefully be beneficial in perpetuity long after they've graduated. And we have many nonprofit organizations within the community looking for some assistance. And looking back over 30 years, there have been really an enormity of nonprofits that have benefited from the Leadership Aims community class projects.
Can you tell how those class projects are chosen?
The class participants actually are very creative, and they come up with two or three different scenarios as to which organizations they think that could benefit from their assistance. But also, the goal here is that their class project is completed by graduation in May. So again, they need to scale the project down so that it's manageable within about a 5 month period of time, and then come graduation in May, they actually unveil their project to those that are in attendance at graduation.
Is there a specific project or two over the last few years that our listeners might recognize?
probably one of the most prominent here in the last 3 or 4 years is the Tsai statues that are around town. I think a lot of our listeners will recognize the 30-plus Tsai statues that are around the Ames community. That actually came out of the Leadership Ames class project. That was a project that really required the entire class participation for that one project. That was an exception to the rule in that there was a lot of hands working on that one project because it was so extensive.
As Jan knows, our group, we're working with KHOI Radio, is a class project for Leadership Ames Class 30 to develop our new program called Business Connect, and we hope to be bringing this to you over the next few months and then pushing it into perpetuity with another group coming up through Leadership Ames. So the circle will continue.
We are talking with Jan Williams with the Ames Chamber of Commerce about celebrating 30 years of Leadership Ames.
Last fall, we actually held a 30th anniversary alumni celebration reception, and we invited as many of the Leadership Ames alumni that are still within the area that we could find. We had over 150 past participants of the Leadership Ames class who were really reflecting on how much they enjoyed being in class, you know, 1 or class 10, or 17, or 24, or 29. And so they are all now reminiscing about which day had the most impact on them, or what did you learn the most out of the class, or what community project were you involved in? To me and to the Chamber of Commerce, that's what's important.
Can you share with us a specific story that you heard that night?
A few things come to mind. One is the word impactful. I had many people that came up to me that evening and said, I'm a graduate of class X. And it was so impactful to learn about this business. In addition to that, they bonded with the people in their class. I mean, even over the last 10, 20, and now 30 years, people have this connection through Leadership Ames. The relationships that get built are life-changing. And in addition, there were people that are currently employed by someone because of the Leadership Ames program, which, you know, that's not always the easiest thing to do when you are looking for a career change or you're trying to determine the right career path.
It sounds like people have really enjoyed being participants in this program.
I'd really like to say for anyone who is interested in really having a better understanding of community development and the businesses that are within our own community, and I mean Ames and Story County, even if you've been here for a number of years, besides having 9 months worth of fun, you are going to take away something that you had no idea existed, or you've created relationships. And that's the beauty of it. Over the course of 3 decades, we've seen a lot of growth and development within our commerce and business community. So that goal has been the underlying current of the class for 30 years.
We're pleased to welcome Julie Weeks, Executive Director of the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau, to the radio. Julie was a member of the first leadership class of Leadership Ames class 30 years ago. Welcome, Julie.
That's what happens. After 30 years, you just can't talk anymore, Tammy. It's okay.
Hey, thanks for being here with us. So tell us what the Leadership Ames program was like in 1988.
It seems like a long time ago, but Many of the things that Jan just talked about, it was very impactful, and it did influence a lot of our futures in Ames. The biggest difference is that the first class did not have a class project, so it was very much an honor to be part of the first class. You know, it was a trial program, and after the first class, it was hugely successful. And like I said, to be chosen to be part of the first class, it was really an honor to have the ability to participate in it, to start with it, and being identified as a leader at that point in your life in the community. So the entire opportunity, plus I did get to meet a lot of individuals that I would have never met. After the class, I went to work for one of them 5 years later. I still work with Rich Fellingham, who was in that class, with Special Olympics. We did the National Games together. So those relationships have lasted well beyond that class.
Great. So you mentioned Rich Fellingham and going to work with someone that you were in the class with. What other memories do you have of your class, of that class? And
you know, the one that sticks out the most, the one course, two of them that we took. One was when we got to actually learn more about the city of Ames. I think you can be a lifelong resident of Ames and not really even know how it functions. So that was extremely valuable, and we got to tour what was then the old jail and actually had lunch down in one of the cells when they actually had cells here in Ames, prison cells, jail cells. It's the only time I was in that cell. But, you know, that was a memory, and I got to know a lot about how the city worked. The other one was the quality of life for Ames. To understand, especially for me, where it's taken me in my career, to be at the Convention and Visitors Bureau now, to know all the things that there are to do in Ames and how they impact living here and people coming here. So those two were probably the most memorable for me.
So you just mentioned your career and the connections that you made, and we're certainly talking, our program is called Business Connect. So can you take us through your career path and how Leadership Ames helped you through that path?
Absolutely. I at the time that I went through Leadership Ames, I was the general manager of then the Holiday Inn Gateway Center, which was just about 10 years old. The hotel was only had been open about 10 years. And 5 years after that, I had the opportunity to go to work at the Iowa State Center with Joe Romano, who's still here in town. And, you know, Joe approached me after having met me in that class because while I'd been at the hotel, I really didn't know much about the Iowa State Center, what was going on campus. And after being there, that led me to the Convention and Visitors Bureau. And then the relationship with Rich Fellingham led to Ames and Iowa State hosting the first ever National Special Olympic Games. So there were some key points in my career and the success in my career that I can really attribute to the individuals that I met during the Leadership Ames class.
Great. Thank you. Have you sent staff members through the program?
Every year that we have someone that's worked for us at least 1 year and has a role both in the community, has interest. A lot of times they've participated with the young professionals first, and then that sort of becomes the next step for them. I think, well, let's see, Jan, you just talked to Jan. She went through when she was working for the Convention and Visitors Bureau. It's obviously impacted her life. Sean Damaris with our staff. I think we have six on our current staff that have been through and others that have been through as part of our staff but then went on to do even bigger and better things.
Great. So you've sent staff members. You've been through the program yourself. And you, because you've sent staff members, you've seen how the program has progressed and adapted. So why is it still so important in the community?
You know, it's important for the same reasons it was originally important. The connections that you make, the individuals that you get to know, and then what you learn about the community and the university where you live and where you work, whether you live here or just work here. Those two things are extremely valuable even today, so I don't think the purpose of it has changed or the value of it.
Great. Thanks for your time today. We appreciate it, and we look forward to, as we become alumni, hanging out with you in the alumni gatherings.
Ooh, you can't be nearly that old, but it's been great. Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Now we'd like to take, with the four of our team here in the studio, we'd like to take a little time and tell you about why we chose to apply for the Leadership Ames program and even within our first halfway through the program, what we've learned. So, Dylan?
Yeah, so my wife and I are fairly new to the Ames community. We came from the Cedar Falls area and came to Ames to follow a job here at Integrity Construction for me. And so the Leadership Ames program really wasn't something that was on my radar until a coworker brought a pamphlet about the program and said, put it on my desk and said, you should look into this. And I'm always up for new experiences and growth opportunities. So I kind of looked into it and thought, yeah, this maybe is a good fit, something that I think would find interesting. So took it to my boss, who is Brad Heemstra, and gave him I put it on his desk and said, hey, I think this would be something that I'd be interested in doing. And he was kind of overly receptive to the idea, thought that that was a really good idea, and in talking to him realized that he was a graduate of Class 1 of Leadership AIMS and really valued the program. So, yeah, I thought with his affirmation of joining the program and my interest in it, it would be something to apply for. So I wrote my application and submitted it, and lo and behold, was accepted, and it's just been a fantastic experience. So,
and how? What's been your most memorable moment so far?
Boy, I feel like at the end of the day, after each session, I'm just so overwhelmed with the level of expertise that is available in the AIMS community, just nationally recognized folks that are involved in every level, whether it's the nonprofit arena or it's within the city of Ames, or of course at the university, a nationally recognized university level, just the level of expertise that is available in such a small community like Ames. So it's just been very eye-opening. So Tammy, how about you? How did you get involved in the Leadership Ames program?
Well, like you, Dylan, I'm new to the community. I'm here just a little over a year and a half. Came to Ames for a job. I'm executive director at the Iowa State Center. And actually, my first May in town, which was just last May, I had the opportunity to be on the agenda for the Quality of Life Day. So I had actually a staff member in the class that year. And so we treated the class to breakfast on Stevens on the stage, which is a fantastic experience. And so I was able to see part of that day. I had been through the program numerous years ago, several years ago in Cedar Rapids, and really wanted to embrace the idea of applying for this because I needed to know more about AIMS. And it's just been really beyond my wildest expectations on the people I've met, the new contacts, friendships that have formed already in these first couple months. An example of we had one of the days, I think it was Education Day, and we ended up out at DMAC. And as part of the DMAC tour, I got to see their culinary program. And at the Iowa State Center, we took over the food and beverage portion of the meeting industry at Sheman, and we have been looking for staff, and with DMAC, their high school program, we're actually on March 3rd have it set up for the high school kids to come out and job shadow our chef for the day. And so that connection will really help me on a professional level, but it gives me great satisfaction and our staff great satisfaction that we're becoming more involved in the community. So how about you, Brenda?
Well, I would have to say that I joined for networking with people and businesses, seeing what Ames has to offer. I've been here for about 10 years now, but haven't been real involved, and so wanted to be more involved. I know Dano, our CEO from Renewable Energy Group, he says that and feels that REG and that Leadership Ames is very important in the community. We have had at least six people through our group be involved in Leadership Ames. He thinks it's an important connection to have within the community. Adam, how about you?
Well, you know, I've been involved with a lot of kids' activities. I've been in, I guess, in the Ames area since about 1994 when I moved up here with my father and mother, the whole family. And my parents were very actively involved within the community by always volunteering for youth and shelter services or fundraising for the hospice house. And my father was just very, very engaged in the community. And being engaged with my kids' activities, I was kind of missing that connection to the community. There's a lot of fun doing that with the children, being coaches and announcing for hockey games and Boy Scouts and all the other activities. But I was really looking for that. I think the connection with the community and with all the people that we've heard from today, from the class of one to the class of 30, we're kind of making a full circle around. I'm finding that connection that I was not having with the community in whole. The hospital also really encourages employees to go through this program. Dill and I had the opportunity to speak with Brian Dieter, and I think we have a conversation from that day. Brian, I was wondering if I could ask you, why is the medical center such a big sponsor of Leadership Ames?
Well, Adam, we've been a sponsor for many years. And one of the things that I think we see as a role at the medical center is to help make our community better. And ultimately, if the community is better, that makes the hospital better. And so one of the things we think that helps is helping support those that are identified as leaders and will be future leaders within our community, and providing them an opportunity to interact with one another, as well as a real good orientation to what's going on in our community.
So how do you, at the hospital, identify who's up-and-coming leaders?
One of the things we see is who has an affinity for it, who enjoys that type of work, working with others, helping solve problems. And then what we try and do is say, well, this person appears that they might have some leadership talent, so let's give them a chance and let's see how they do with that. And one of the things we ask folks is, you know, get involved. It might be in your own department. Within your department, opportunities to improve processes. So as people start to have those opportunities, then we say, well, what seems to be working? Who enjoys it? Who doesn't enjoy it? And try and take those and work with the, I call it the coalition of the willing, to say, these are the folks that likely want to be leaders and have shown some affinity for it. So those are folks that we'd like to see develop.
So the hospital has put through quite a few individuals through Leadership Ames. Have you seen any differences after they get done with the program?
Well, again, I think those opportunities to make connections within our community, again, understand some of the great things that are within our community, and their eyes are open to new options and new alternatives. So it might be a new opportunity to volunteer with somebody that you've worked with or you've met through Leadership Ames, bringing a new problem or a new solution to our organization. But, you know, if you said, Brian, what's the one specific thing? I don't have a specific. It's much more of a general sense.
What's the value of employees learning about their community that adds to their leadership capabilities?
Yeah, I think eyes opened, because it's real easy to say that, you know, my routine becomes my routine, driving to work, walking into the building, taking care of the work that I'm paid to do. That can become my routine, and you can become so focused on it that you forget that there's a whole nother community out there. And, you know, whether it's exposure to something that was foreign to you growing up, I, for example, had no ag background at all. And yet I am continually surprised by how many people I meet that have something to do with ag in our community. So I just think being aware of the variety and the richness that's in our community is certainly an advantage. The other thing is we are in a competitive position in almost every job. In almost every organization throughout the community, folks are saying, how do we compete with the rest of the country? And to the extent that people are aware of the great things that are in our community, I think it helps them sell our community. So whether it's physician recruiting, which is something that's near and dear to my heart, or whether it's trying to bring a new investor down to the research park to work with Iowa State Technology and maybe make something that's commercial, all of those factors are bolstered, I think, by people being aware of what's in our community, what's good in our community, and how to get things done.
Mary Greeley Medical Center is a platinum sponsor of Leadership Ames. Thank you for joining us on our first episode of Business Connect, a show that plugs you into what's happening in the business community one story at a time. A special thank you to our guests today, Jan Williams with the Ames Chamber of Commerce, Julie Weeks, Executive Director of the Ames Convention and Visitors Bureau and a member of Leadership Ames Class 1, and Brian Dieter, CEO of Mary Greeley Medical Center. Music was provided by local musician Nick Kaiser with his Louisville-based band, The Big Quiet. We hope you enjoyed today's program. Over the next few months, we are covering topics including entrepreneurship, innovation, new business, and more. Tune in on Friday, March 10th for our next episode of Business Connect.